Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. There's a dumb old joke about an optimist who falls off a 40-story building and is heard saying as he passes the 20th floor, "Well, nothing bad has happened yet." We have met that optimist, and he is us. The optimist is, for example, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Policy, which this week issued a report to a world that has not yet begun to implement the agreed-upon changes needed to hold global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. 2 years after that target was set by 195 nations, after years of negotiations at the Paris Climate Agreement, the world's carbon dioxide emissions, the primary drivers of climate change, are still rising. There is no hope of limiting climate change to 2 degrees. But it would be so much better, says the new IPCC report, to hold the increase to 1.5 degrees Celsius. In other words, I started trying to lose 40 pounds a year ago. I haven't lost any weight at all, so now I've decided to lose 50 pounds. All it would take, says the IPCC cheerily, is a 45% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions by 2030, which is, as you may have noticed, just over 10 years away. Donald Trump will only be in his fourth term of office. Similarly, the only thing our falling optimist would have to do to save himself is order some silk and sew a parachute. But wait, there's more. In addition, says the IPCC, carbon emissions would have to be reduced to zero by 2050. To do so would require immediate, imposition of universal draconian restraints on energy consumption, requiring much smaller homes, little or no travel, changed diets, reduced air conditioning in summer and heating in winter, and so on. Either that, or we could all volunteer to transform our lives tomorrow to a state of monk-like austerity. Yeah, that could work. For years and years, as the impacts of climate change have been widely understood to be rapidly getting worse in degree and closer in time, most articles and studies have begun and ended by saying, boy, it's going to be really bad if we don't act now. But the people who hold the power to act, the politicians, have never had and do not now have any intention of requiring sacrifice of themselves or their constituents. It's seen as a poor career move. So it's time, actually long past time, for the scientists and the agencies such as the IPCC to drop their fake optimism, to quit saying these things are going to happen unless somebody does something. Nobody's going to do anything. All these things are going to happen. Use the time you have left, you scientists and agencies, to define what's going to happen as best you can, so those who have a chance to survive can make the best of it. Even an optimist has to face the facts when he's passing the 39th floor. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.